Did anyone want to dance other than me? Welcome. We're so glad you're with us this morning. We certainly welcome those that are live streaming with us this morning as well. We do have a few announcements before we begin our service this morning. Common Sense Metaphysics. It's not too late to join that class. It began last Monday, and you can join that tomorrow night. It's really a great way of looking at metaphysics and how to apply them in your life. Healing orientation. We have a healing ministry here, and we have wonderful healers. And if you're interested in exploring healing yourself or becoming a healer, we require this orientation. And that is held this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Anyone interested in that, exploring it, is welcome to attend. There's a camping trip next weekend. Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, there's a camping trip next weekend, okay? And this is the final day that you can sign up for that. You can sign up for it in the Garden Court. It's being sponsored by our youth and family ministry. So if you're interested in camping and you don't have to have kids to go camping and you don't have to have a relationship to go camping, you can just go camping with our Unity family. So you're invited to do that as well. Also, this Wednesday at 6:50, we continue with our 3V Spiritual Sandbox service. It's a great service during the middle of the week to kind of give us that uplift as we need it as we continue through the week. They have started a new book called Taming Your Gremlins, and that's what the service is based upon. Also, if you want to take your spirituality, if you want to take it to a deeper place, to a really a place within that that is deep and strong, I really encourage you to take this course that we're offering here beginning July the 9th through August the 20th, and that is Keys to the Kingdom. I will be facilitating that course. It's not certainly not the first time I facilitated it, and it would be a joy to have you in that class with me. For more information about that, you can pick it up in the Garden Court. There's a flyer that's in the Garden Court, and you can find out more information about that class. It's a 7-week series, a powerful class. There are other opportunities that you can sign up for in the Garden Court, including volunteering at the Twin Cities Pride Festival. We still need some volunteers to help with that booth. Also, you can sign up for a workshop on Sunday, June the 29th, the author of the book that we're studying. You can sign up for that in the Garden Court. And also, there's a wonderful information out there about our women's retreat, which happens in September. If you have your cell phone or electronic device, we ask that you silence them and truly gift yourself and the rest of us this sacred hour. And while you're at it, you know, if you'd like to check in, if you have access to Facebook, consider checking in and letting your friends know where you are and maybe letting them know that wherever they are on their spiritual journey, that they're welcome here as well. And in case you haven't heard, we are celebrating this week that we now have over 1,000 likes on Facebook, so it's not too late. We don't top out at 1,000. Go ahead and like us, okay? There are many more opportunities to be involved and make a difference in your life, so we invite you to check that out through our website at unitychristchurch.org, sign up for Peak of the Week. There are many activities as well in the Garden Court. Also, as you exit today, we encourage you to take this purple sheet with you. It's our activities for the next 3 months as we know them as of today. So by all means, check that out, okay? How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Let's try. You are doing great, aren't you? I am too, and it's great to have you here this morning. Let's begin our service with prayer. Let's go to that place within our heart and within our minds where we know and we feel God's loving presence. We feel that presence of the divine moving in and through us today, in this moment, as the activity of love and the activity of life. We are truly grateful not only to be one with this divine presence within, but we are truly grateful knowing in our hearts that we are one with each other. So it is with great joy, great appreciation, that we say thank you, God. Together, Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Gorgeous day, is it not? Thanks for being here. We begin our service by using affirmations. The affirmations are found in your order of service. Our mission statement, together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And now our affirmation for this week's lesson. Together, I experience joy when I give my talent to humanity. Inviting our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These souls arrived here early this morning. Well, their souls are everywhere. These bodies arrived here early this morning. They arrived here early this morning, and they held this beautiful sacred space, and they're here today to hold sacred space with you. They're here to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. It will be a blessing to you. And it will be a blessing to them. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song is Everything New, and we're going to invite you to please stand as we sing this together. Everything New. Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. So today, if you're with us for the first time, or perhaps you've not been with us for some time, we're going to invite you, if you will, to take that deep breath, take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic, I promise. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Right over here. Absolutely. Thanks for all that courage. That purple packet that you're receiving this morning tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It also has a welcoming CD in that packet. Also, there's a pink card in there if you choose to fill out any part of that and turn that into our book desk. We have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important. And yet, one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friend, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guests today. Of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? Wasn't it? So, we could just do that for the whole next hour. I don't think that would work. Our next song is Sacred Love, and we're going to invite you to remain seated for this song, Sacred Love.
Lead the way, God, lead the way. such a holy place.
Spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you're invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they're prayed with an additional 30 days. The word for today is illumination. If ever my faith or understanding feels inadequate, or I do not know what to do, I become still and meditate on the power of the Holy Spirit within. I never need to feel as if any situation is impossible, for the power of the Holy Spirit is active in me, revealing truth to me whenever and however I need it. My mind is illumined through divine ideas flowing continually from my mind of God. I make use of these ideas by acting on them as they come to me and by being open and receptive to divine understanding. As I affirm my faith, the power of the Holy Spirit becomes active in me and my way is made clear. And in John 14:7, the Bible says, "This is the Spirit of truth. You know him because he abides with you and he will be with you." The word for today is illumination.
Surely the presence of God is in this place. For you are in this place. In that presence and that power of God moves in and through you. It's the activity of life, the activity of love, the activity of wholeness. So I invite you just to take a deep breath and relax into this presence. Let go. Relax and bring your attention inward. Inward to that divine presence. We let go of any need. We let go of any worries. And we let go of any beliefs that keep us from becoming aware of that presence. On this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning, we remember that the healing power of spirit is ever present within. We may forget this truth, and yet, this morning, as we center ourselves on the power of life within, we are indeed aware of the healing energy of spirit. Instead of seeing outer imperfections, we look within and remember our own perfection. We see the wholeness within. For the wholeness, we are created. We are created in that wholeness. For it is indeed the true nature of our being. And with this remembrance this morning, we rest. We rest in the silence, in the stillness. Thank you, God, for the stillness and the quietness. And this morning, we pray with those that have requested our prayers. We hold them in the consciousness of love, the consciousness of life. And we give thanks in advance. We give thanks in advance for answered prayer, knowing that all prayer is answered. So I invite you, if you would, to take another deep breath and return to this time and return to this place, knowing truly that we have been in the kingdom of God right here, right now. Thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is.
Life is a journey.
not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day. New hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, it's a dawn of a new day. New hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my heart and I open up my part and make this a positively beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Life is a challenge, not a competition. You can still smell the roses and be on a mission. Just take a moment to get in touch with your heart. Sometimes you feel like you've got something to prove. Remind yourself that there's only one you. Just take a moment to give thanks to who you are. The dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my mind and I open up my eyes and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Oh, let's make this so wonderful. Let's make this a powerful. Let's make this a beautiful day. Destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now.
Preach it, Rachel. Yes, yay. It is a beautiful new day, and we are celebrating 20 years of ministry. We're truly honoring Reverend Pat. You know, 2 weeks ago, we honored that he'd been here in this community for 8 years, and we had flowers to celebrate that, and we knew we wanted to have flowers to celebrate his 20th anniversary in ministry, and yet we wanted to include you. to really step forward and share with you the blessing, the gift that you have been in our lives. And so we invite you. There's not the same purple flyer that Reverend Pat was talking about earlier. You probably looked at that and thought, oh, I'm going to take that home. No. When you leave today, we have a purple flyer that's the calendar for the next few months that you can take with you. We invite you to fill this out and leave it here. Share with Reverend Pat the blessings, some moment that has touched you in this ministry as he's ministered to us. This is our opportunity to minister to Reverend Pat. Thank you. And if you're online, send us an email. A nice email, I was just told. I heard that. We are on week 4 on our quest for meaning, which is, we began it with this book, The Quest for Meaning, Living a Life of Purpose. And Jim begins the chapter this week with a quote that I want to share with you. But before I share the quote, I want to give some context. Ooh, that's a little high. It comes from a movie. And the movie is Chariots of Fire. Some of us may remember the movie. Some of us may not. It was a few years ago. So let me give you some context. The movie is about a Scottish gentleman named Eric Liddell, who not only has heard a call as a Christian to become a missionary in China, he has also a world-class field and track artist, star. And he has the opportunity to compete in the 1924 Olympic Games. Now, his sister is also a missionary, a Christian missionary, and she really doesn't get this intention to compete in the games, and she thinks it's vanity. She truly thinks that it's something that he would be doing for the accolades as opposed to being God in expression or doing the work of God. And yet, Eric listens to his own inner voice, and this is the quote that I want you to hear. I believe God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. Can you feel that? I get God bumps just saying it. If you watched the movie, you would see it in the face of the actor who is playing Eric. He feels the ecstasy of the divine as he's running. Jim in this book says it this way: a life of a meaning is a life of joy. A life of meaning is a life of joy. I'm not talking about the kind of joy we experience from the world around us. I'm talking about that pure joy of the living Christ moving in and through you when you share your God-given abilities and skills. Week 1, we said we are here for a unity of purpose, and that purpose is to go within and truly experience the presence and power that we call God. Week 2 on our quest for meaning, we discussed that once we truly connect with our higher consciousness, our higher self, we discover our call within a call. We discover our unique mission, and from Reverend Pat last Sunday, in expressing this mission, we are called to draw our circle wide. We are called to unconditionally love ourself and each other. This is all about being the doorway, or what Jim calls the stargate, for expressing the divine, for truly being that avenue through which the divine, through which spirit is seeking to express into the world. And it's our job to share our unique gifts with a desire for nothing more than experiencing God. For nothing more than experiencing God, for being love in the world. That's when we feel God's pleasure. The pleasure of being not just the doorway, but being the instrument of God. We all know that Rachel and Lori are instruments for God expressing in the world because we experience it when they share their gift. We experience God bump moments through the gift of their music, and we truly know the divine through those experiences, and it lifts us quite frequently to our feet because our hearts are touched. We also know and experience the divine in classes, in our conversations, in our interactions with each other, when somebody says something and we get God bumps because we know it is true. And I'm talking the capital T kind of truth. I experience it standing right here when suddenly I just know I've connected with somebody. We experience the divine because we are expressing our gifts in the world. I experienced it yesterday on the bus coming back from the Arboretum. A group of us went to the Landscape Arboretum, and on the way back, now this group, everyone but me, were active participants in the garden ministry here, and they had recently planted their gardens in the various areas of the church. And as we were coming back, we saw the gardens, the flowers around the sign out front, and I heard them take a deep breath and say, "We did that." And it was beautiful. They had God bumps because they shared their gifts and got to experience it, expressing in the world. We felt God's pleasure in that moment. That's why it's important to connect as a volunteer here at this community, to truly share your gifts with love with each other, to do something that brings joy so that you are sharing that joy with other members of this community, because you are a blessing to the world. And in order to fulfill your mission, to fully bless the world with the love that you have been endowed with unique gifts that open that avenue for God to express in the world. So how do you recognize these gifts? You look at what brings you joy. You look at what brings you joy, because when you express your spiritual gifts, you feel God's pleasure. You feel God's pleasure moving through you, not the kind of pleasure you get from the world around you, the kind of pleasure that both humbles you and lifts you to the highest heights. In the late 80s, early 90s, I had the gift of being blessed with the opportunity to attend annual retreats for several years with the author Alan Cohen, and we were in Colorado for several of those years and once at Unity Village, and he truly opened my heart to a deeper understanding of joy. This is a quote from Alan: "Joy is not the result of getting what you want. It is the way to get what you want. In the deepest sense, joy is what you want." He introduced me to the idea of using the word "joy is my compass" as an affirmation to guide me. How does this work? Well, if you think of the idea of how a compass works, it's an amazingly simple yet extremely powerful tool. And it existed way before GPS, satellites, all of the navigational tools that the gadgets that are on the market today that help us to get around. And no matter where you stand on the earth, a compass can guide you because it will always point to the North Pole, giving you an immediate orientation to the world around you. What an unbelievably amazing tool. Well, joy is your spiritual compass. Joy is your spiritual compass. It points you to God. It points you to your spiritual gifts. When you feel spiritually lost in the world, when you feel like you have no gifts to share, how do we reorient ourselves? What is our compass? It is joy. We recognize that as spiritual beings, having a human experience, we are created in the image and likeness of divine mind, and joy is our natural state. True joy, God's good pleasure, speaks to us from deep within our soul, and it is desiring to express in the world, and it is not dependent upon the world around us. Which is not to say we don't experience joy through our outer lives. I can think of lots of things that bring me joy, like the amazing experience we had at the gardens yesterday. I even had two butterflies sitting in my hand. If you'll see on Facebook, somebody called it my butterfly selfie. I had to take a picture of these butterflies and post them. Or having two different mascots join us on the tram and greet us on the journey, and one of them rode the whole way with us. And yet, those were temporary experiences. What we carry with us is the joy that we experienced interacting with each other. The joy that we experienced because we said yes to using joy as our compass and not the rain. The world around us didn't define our experience. We said yes to allowing unconditional, eternal joy expressing because it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Oprah once said, "What I know for sure is that you feel real joy in direct proportion to how connected you are with living your truth." To how connected you are to joyfully sharing your unique gifts. Robert Schuller said, "Joy is not the absence of suffering. It is the presence of God." Mystics throughout the ages, throughout all religious traditions, have written about the sacred nature of joy. Two of my favorites. One is Julian of Norwich. She wrote, "The fullness of joy is to behold God in everything." If you know anything about Julian of Norwich, you will know that she is a woman who experienced perceived suffering in her life that is beyond comprehension. And perhaps the most often quoted is Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, a visionary French Jesuit. He was a paleontologist, a philosopher, a biologist. He has lots of titles, but he spent the bulk of his life trying to integrate religious experience with natural science, and most specifically, Christian theology with theories of evolution. And he said this, "Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God." We've all heard it. Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God. Sounds like life's compass to me. We all have precious gifts that are ours to share with the world, and there is no gift too small or unworthy. So, when are you most joyful? Jim tells the story of a woman who told him that her life was changed when she heard a minister talk about hidden talents. And she remembered how much she used to enjoy painting. And even though she hadn't picked up a brush for many, many years, when she got home from church, she took out her art supplies and began to paint. And today she is an accomplished watercolor artist. In fact, at age 68, there was an article in New York Magazine in 1983 that referred to her as a genius. As Jim says, there's no gift too small, and it's never too late to feel God's pleasure. A kite sitting on the shelf is not sharing its gift. If it could talk, it would tell us that its joy comes from dancing in the wind. This piano that Lori plays each Sunday, if it could talk to us, It would tell us that it feels God's pleasure when it is being an instrument through which the music is shared. If either the kite or the piano could speak, they would say that their joy comes from the pure pleasure of sharing their gift, not the potential to share that gift. You hear that? Michael Allen Harrison is a dear artist and friend of mine from the Pacific Northwest. This man is a Steinway signature artist. I'd swear, if I had time, I would tell you stories about how pianos dance when he touches the keyboard. He truly embodies music. But he shares his gift in a way that he started a foundation called the Snowman Foundation that has now raised over $1 million to support music and arts in the schools. He buys pianos. He fixes band instruments. He buys pianos for budding artists to have in their home. He truly is helping these children open up to their spiritual gifts. So often we ignore the gifts that we are given and envy those around us who we see as getting pleasure from sharing their gifts in the world. And it makes me think of that line from the movie Dirty Dancing, which is kind of funny, but when he walks in and he says, "No one puts baby in a corner." Are you putting yourself in a corner? Maybe your gift right now is to receive. Are you willing to receive and receive with joy? Receive with love? To open your heart and allow others to experience God's good pleasure? There's a wonderful chapter in the Unity Quest material on joy in which it clearly states, true joy is part of your nature. It is always deep within you. It is not something you take in from without, but something you let out from within. No matter what situation you find yourself in, once you make contact with the Christ Center at the core of your being, you feel an immediate rush of joy. True joy comes as a result of trusting God. Many years ago, I misplaced my copy of Alan Cohen's book, Joy is My Compass, and I went to my favorite bookstore, which is in Portland, Oregon, called Powell's Books. Ooh, and this book fell off the shelf, literally. And I put it back on the shelf, but I had read the title. And as I walked around the store, I realized I had to go back and get this book. Joy, no matter what. Make 3 simple choices to access your inner joy. In this book, Carolyn Hobbs gives us these 3 ideas, these 3 choices that we can make. And her approach starts with saying yes to what is. Saying yes to what is. Stop resisting our feelings. Stop resisting our experience, because in some way they make us uncomfortable. And acknowledge our spiritual gifts for what they are, or acknowledge that we have no idea what they are. Say yes to what is. You know, Buddha taught that the one way to stop creating more suffering for ourselves is to stop resisting what is. And as Carolyn says in the book, loving ourselves for whatever we are feeling puts the brakes on our unconscious habit of resisting life. In order to break through the pattern of resistance, we must start validating our feelings, start validating what is, simply by acknowledging them without judgment. And this leads to the second step in her process, witnessing ourselves. When we reconnect with our divine self and witness the feelings that are moving through us, we are able to compassionately embrace our humanness, able to recognize our gifts using joy as our compass. And the third step that Carolyn describes on this journey towards our inner joy follows easily once we have practiced saying yes to what is and witnessing. we begin to take ourselves less seriously. I had a huge example of it this morning. There's a four-way stop just up the road here. I suddenly realized I was sitting there waiting for the light to change. I looked around me and I just had to laugh. And I think I laughed all the way to the church. When we truly learn to expand into experiencing pure love, experiencing joy in our lives, when we choose to respond differently and share our unique gifts in the world, we can make a difference. We can experience life. You know, see, I'm going to close with this quote, and it's from the great author C.S. Lewis. And he says, "Joy is the serious business of heaven." We can truly do what we are here to do, and that's to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. I behold the Christ in you. Namaste.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon, I could go to space. Well, yeah, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Come on!
Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like a moon. Clap along if you feel like happiness is a truth. Clap along if you know happiness is you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want. Here comes bad news, talking this and that.
big event coming up in Youth and Family Ministry next weekend. It's our camping weekend, June 13 through 15. John Lucas is here with an announcement for that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You'll get through it.
Good morning. I just wanted to take this opportunity to update everybody on my condition. There's been a tremendous outpouring in the last year from the community, and I got good news. The doctor says that my campingophobia is in complete remission. And it's solely because... of the great camping trip we had last year. We had a gas. So those of you who have any inkling to go, please do come and sign up with us. We need a couple more families at least. It doesn't have to be families, whatever. You know what I mean? Unity family people to come down there. It's going to be a silly good time. And it's easy this year. It's just down in Highland Park Reserve, which if you haven't been to, is a spectacular place. And it's just down Highway 100. It's just going to be a really good time. There's biking and hiking and fishing and campfires, and we do singing and dancing and silliness and, of course, some praying and bonding together. So it's a great time. So please see us after and consider that. School's out, you know. School's out for summer. Everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, John. And there's information in the garden court concerning that camping trip, I believe, right? A sign-up sheet out there. I want to thank these adult volunteers for taking care of our youth. I want to thank those sponsors and adults that are not here that took care of 13 YOUers last night as they spent the night in this building. Thanks for being here today. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is.
And all is swell.
It's enough for me, baby. It's enough for me. Oh, heavenly day.
Heavenly day.
Heavenly day.
Heavenly day.
Tomorrow may rain with sorrow. So here's a little time we can borrow. Forget all our troubles in these moments so few. Oh, because right now the only thing that, oh, that we really gotta do is have ourselves heavenly day. Lay here and watch the trees sway. Oh, I can't see no other way. No way, no way. Oh, heavenly day, heavenly day, heavenly day. I got no clouds up above me. I'm bringing me tears. I got nothing to tell you. I got nothing much to say. Except I'm glad here to be here with you on this heavenly, 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 heavenly day. Gonna